When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is kind of breaking news, so I'm just seeing this within the last 2 minutes right before we hit the air. Azeez Al-Shaair, the linebacker for the Houston Texans, who viciously hit Trevor Lawrence the other day as he was going into a slide. And I mean, it was about as hard of a hit as you are going to see when it comes to the head area of a sliding player, a Golden Boy quarterback. I know Trevor Lawrence has not had a good year. I know he had a really rough second half of the year last year. Still a former number one overall. But he's still one of, again, the faces of the NFL. Has been suspended, not Trevor Lawrence, I should say. Azeez Al-Shaair has been suspended for three games by the NFL for the hit on Trevor Lawrence. And I ask you just right off the top, and I don't know if he's got a history that I'm unaware of. He does? Yeah. Okay. So that certainly contributes to that. Now, maybe he'll get it knocked down to two games. Yeah. I don't know, upon appeal and all that stuff.
He's offered that, and it may end up getting knocked down.
But three games, is that sound about right to you?
It does to me, and it may end up getting knocked down to two.
Yeah.
It's we're not going to solve it today. It's you slide late, you're subject. He's an overly aggressive individual, which most defensive people are trained to be. And he has a history. His history is why it's deserving, in my opinion. We got a problem as to these quarterbacks don't know how to defend themselves and give it up. We're going to just run out of bounds. You should probably just run out of bounds or throw the ball down and throw it incomplete because we deal with this a lot. It's tough. There's clearly, it's not being taught to the degree that our guy seems to not. He showed he could slide, and then he stopped doing it. It looks clumsy. It looks like you're going to get hurt even falling. It's an issue that hopefully it won't cost somebody a broken limb to get it solved. But we clearly now have a problem.
We have a problem both ways.
Falling. Do you slide? Do you fall?
Right.
The defensive people have been told, do not do this. It hurts the game. They have to be disciplined. And most of them are. You know now, don't do it to that guy, the quarterback, when he's vulnerable.
So here's where I get confused, though. There are times in the rules, if I'm not mistaken, where a quarterback is not subject, i.e., when he's out of the pocket and has a runner. When he's not subject to the normal quarterback protection. But in this case, I believe, because he had slid and given up, right, they still consider that obviously an illegal hit, right? So it's only like if Trevor Lawrence was running and not sliding that he is able to be hit. Now, you still can't go helmet to helmet.
He went after him. He's a guy with a record.
Right. So
you're going to be looked upon that way.
Even if Trevor Lawrence went down late, which I think we would probably all agree that he did. And even though he's clearly out of the pocket, and maybe, again, he goes down late, and it's really hard to play a physical, aggressive style, yet also be cautious and not targeting, if you will. I guess what I would ask you off the top, as somebody who played the game, to me, I think it's easier to do than people make it. Well, what was he supposed to do? Well,
play by the rules. Wrestling does it. Do you want to make money? Here's the deal. Simple solution, and we can move on. You want to make money? The Golden Goose, the quarterbacks, they're trying to tell you how to preserve these people so your salaries can increase.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to be a jackass and knock them out and lose your leverage.
I mean, that's an indirect way of looking at
it, right?
That's
the only way I look at things,
but,
straight.
But the direct way of looking at it is, if somebody slot, like, there's a difference if a running back goes through the pile.
They don't
right?
care about backs.
Well, true, but what I guess what I'm saying is, if a running back goes through the pile, right, and kind of lowers his head a little
nobody
bit.
Nobody cares, Chris. Nobody gives a damn about running backs. They get abused. Nobody cares. It's the one position, the quarterback, they're trying to maintain.
But is it because... I guess where what I'm trying to get at is Trevor Lawrence was not just a quarterback. He was a quarterback who in this particular case slid and clearly gave himself up.
That's how you view him.
That's the penalty.
He's a quarterback. And they got to telling you, no matter what he does, he's a quarterback. If wrestling can figure it out how to do the things they do, as dangerous as they may appear, they follow the rules with it because they know they don't want to kill the sport. Very simple. It's not right, but it's what the rules are.
But yet in
and
wrestling, occasionally,
do it.
You know, guys slip up and make a mistake.
Most people do it in the NFL. This guy's a offender.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to see the league grow and his check expand, get with the program.
Mm-hmm.
His coach has got to defend him in that way. The guy's defending, it's going to happen.
Well, his GM is going off right now.
Well,
Nick
everybody's
Caserio.
Going to do that. But you know what? I mean, the whole thing is rigged. So from the point where defensive people, if I land on you a certain way, I'm penalized. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? A sport that was, from what it is, they had to try to change it for a specific reason. It's television.
All right, let me ask you this, though. If a defensive lineman, say Dexter Lawrence, just use him as an example, or just any other 325-ish pound guy, lands on a quarterback, right, and drives him into the ground or what have you with his weight, it's a 15-yard foul. It's not a suspension.
Depends on how
we only suspend people when we see this.
It depends
egregious hits to the head.
Because it's open field, and they're trying to tell you, don't do it. He broke the rules, period.
But I guess what I'm asking is, in the case that I suggested, it's also still the quarterback, right? But in this case, it's the quarterback on the run, out of the pocket, full speed, who goes down a little bit late, but clearly gives himself up. But he's the quarterback. And you're saying he's suspended for 3 games because it's the Golden Goose, it's the name of the game, it's the league, and so on and so forth.
They made it very clear how to do it. He broke the rules.
Right. And that's my point is, yes, it's the quarterback, but it's also because the quarterback slides, gives himself up, which you don't see with necessarily running backs.
Whether he does it, running backs don't give themselves up. Yeah. And even if they did, nobody cares.
And even wide receivers that get hit, I guess, going
nobody
across
cares.
The middle.
Nobody cares.
They might be defenseless, but they're not sliding and giving themselves up.
But nobody cares. It's an oddity. It's the way the rules are. So whether you like it or not, it's what the rules are. Abide by it. He's a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
And he got busted. They'll probably go down to 2 games, and we just move on.
All right. Well, before we move on, because this is pretty big news, I mean, everybody's talking about it, whatever, Nick Caserio, the Houston Texans GM, the general manager of the team that just lost their inside linebacker for 3 games in a playoff chase, is pretty darn pissed off at the NFL. So we wanted to bring you this audio, just get a quick reaction to it. Maddie, it's about a minute and a half, right? Is that what it is? About a minute and a half or so. So listen to this. This just moments ago, Nick Caserio speaking about the 3-game suspension that has been initially leveled to Azeez Al-Shaair for the hit on Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Quite frankly, it's unfair. And I'd say one of the biggest issues that, and I probably speak for a lot of teams, not only the Houston Texans, but I think that's all teams ask for is consistency from the league. And I'd say in this situation, I mean, quite frankly, there's no consistency at all relative to the level of discipline that's been handed down. So when you go back, let's look at this season. Okay, we had multiple situations, multiple examples. All right, two really good players, I would say. Branch ejected against Green Bay, right? Plays the next week against us. Okay, Derwin ejected, all right, got suspended for one game. And Derwin's a great player, and Derwin's had some other situations that have come up. And I'd say even going back here, a player that we know well organizationally here, Kareem Jackson. Kareem's a good player. Was ejected, fined, and then suspended after three games. So we're going to say Azeez Al-Shaair, who nobody embodies our program more than Azeez, what he's about, what he's been through. You all know his story. There's not a more selfless individual, more about the team, who's earned the respects, that represents everything that we want this program to be about. I mean, this morning he was at a United Way event. So we're talking about some of the commentary that has been made about his character, about the person that he is, about what his intentions are, from people that, quite frankly, don't know anything about Azeez Al-Shaair, okay? And for the league to make some of the commentary that he made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and they're talking about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for three games? So, look, it is what it is. I think the big thing from our standpoint, and all teams want, is just some level of consistency. And we've talked to the league, quite frankly, we don't have a good explanation. DeMeco talked to them yesterday. So, I mean, it is what it is.
All right, so that is Texans general manager Nick Cassero just a little while ago. Very upset, obviously, about the three-game suspension. Now, he mentioned in that, Doc, that he's never even been ejected, never mind suspended. So, to me, from what I just heard, now filling in some of the gaps because I wasn't able to, just with everything that we have going on, if we're going from 0 to 100 here, or the equivalent, I think that is pretty harsh. I know it looked really bad, and I know we're trying to protect the quarterback. I got it. I understand. And it looked brutal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But to Caserio's point, you can't take a player who's never been suspended, if I heard that right, and never been ejected, if I understood Caserio's point right, and go, oh, we're going to slap you with a 3-game suspension. Now, what they can do is reduce it down to 2, and that would be likely what they're going to do. But still,
if you go 10 minutes ago, it's going
to
happen.
Right, but if you go from 0 to 2, if there's no history here of suspension, some of those guys, like Derwin James, has been suspended before. You remember when Brandon Merriweather was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Merriweather got suspended because Brandon Merriweather continued to have issues. He continued to get fined, continuously getting fined. Then they suspend you. Then they suspend you more. I think at one point he got suspended for 3 or 4 games because he could not stop. There was a safety on the Ravens, not Ed Reed, but somebody else on the Ravens that continuously had problems. Mm. And I can't remember who it was.
I don't know.
But I guess the point is it's like a progressive discipline, a progressive punishment, a progressive, climb, if you will, through the discipline system. And unless I'm understanding this wrong, Caserio's saying, whoa, wait a second. How do we go from basically 0 to 3? Even if it gets reduced to 2, how do we do that? And everyone else is going to be like, hey, man, we can't have what happened on Sunday. We can't have our quarterbacks laid out on the ground with the fencing reaction and everybody in sheer horror because we know what it looks like. And we know that even though he didn't mean to do it.
Oh, I think he meant to do it.
Okay, well, that's a different spin on it than, you know, I guess most people
had. He had bad intentions. From the outset, that's who he is. That's how he plays.
How do you know that about him? Because I don't have
his record.
I don't have
his sister. I've watched him play.
Yeah,
it's a good play. You start on in San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's a good player.
But when you say he's got a record, like what?
Well,
meaning
he's got a history of aggressive behavior, as I'd love all my defensive players to have.
But if he hasn't been suspended,
that doesn't mean he didn't do anything egregious. He didn't step outside the lines. What he plays, I'd love our guys. Like Luvu.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. He's got that nature about him. He's a dog. So I'm not mad at him. This is your cup of tea or somebody else's cup of tea. It's all to the eye of the behoo. If you think it was egregious, then you vote him out. If you think it wasn't, then you don't. Personally, it's football. I think the whole thing is rotten when in a game like this, we pick one positional player group out of a violent game and say, uh-oh. Hands off. Can't do him like that. But it's for television. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it, but I got to deal with it.
All right. That's the DOC, Azeez Al-Shaair of the Houston Texans, whacked with a 3-game suspension. As Nick Caserio just mentioned, and we let you hear the audio, basically the NFL, in their 3-game suspension note or ruling, said that his lack of sportsmanship and respect is troubling. And certainly, and that's from John Runyon, a guy who played the game.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.